Well, last week, Prime Minister Chris Hipkins announced a change in focus to what the Labor government considers its two main priorities: recovery from Cyclone Gabrielle and helping New Zealanders cope with the cost of living crisis. Research New Zealand have been looking into what aspects of New Zealanders' spending are being impacted by the cost of living crisis and what appetite there is, if any, for investigating the profits that our retail and finance industries make. Now, the results of the research will be released in the next hour. I spoke with Managing Partner of Research New Zealand, Emmanuel Kalavitalis, a short time ago. There were two questions asked. I asked him what they were.
The first question listed a number of areas, cost areas, that people may have been struggling to meet or to pay, and this included areas such as their ability to pay for medical or doctor care, all the way through down to basics such as food and groceries. There were about eight in total.
And what has the research found? Where are people struggling the most?
Well, actually, the research has found roughly one in every four New Zealanders, and remember, what we've done with this piece of work is we've taken a cross-section of New Zealanders, adult New Zealanders 18 plus. It found that roughly one in every four were struggling to some extent in one or more of these areas. And the one that they were struggling with the most was their ability to pay for medical or doctor care. And we couched that specifically in relation to when they were feeling unwell. 32% of our respondents said that they were going without medical or doctor care when they were feeling ill because of the cost of that.
That's incredibly concerning,
isn't it? And you want to remember that this particular piece of work was done a couple of weeks ago, if that, and here we are about to enter the colder months of the year, so I would expect that the need to go to a doctor will obviously increase, but clearly because of the cost of living, people will at some stage or other make the call as to whether they in fact will go to the doctor or not.
And this could have devastating effects. Did that result surprise you?
Well, it surprised me to the extent that it was the area that identified itself as being impacted by the cost of living, more so than some of the other areas. Although the results there are not insignificant, and you know, we can perhaps get into that. But if we go back to the result for medical care, the thing that struck me in particular was the fact that when we look closely at who said that they would perhaps not go to the doctor if they were feeling unwell, the group in the population that was most frequently likely to say that were those on lower incomes, and we define lower income as being less than $60,000 per annum. And we know that almost one third of that group is made up of elderly people aged 65 or more. So if you like, that's sort of a double whammy when you stop and think about it. Overall, that's the area that was most frequently mentioned by all our respondents, regardless of their age, gender, and income. But when you look more closely at that, we find that it's those people who are on a lower income. And a lot of them are, as I've mentioned, are older people. They're the ones who are going to suffer in particular.
What is the next thing that people seem to be cutting back on?
Inability to buy things such as clothing. We're not obviously talking here about fashion clothing, but you know, basic clothing. So that 30% said that because of the cost of living, they were struggling or cutting back on that, closely followed by an ability to pay for transportation. So we're talking there about, you know, buying bus or train tickets, as well as fuel for the car, 29%. 27% said they were cutting back or struggling to pay for power, water, their internet, 27% for their insurance. And that's an interesting result when you stop and consider the fact that a lot of the people who were impacted by recent weather events actually had no insurance. Then next, the next cab off the rank at 24% was rent and mortgage payments, so 24%. And last but by no means least, 23% said they were struggling to buy or to pay for basics such as food and groceries.
Did your research pinpoint any particular geographical locations at all?
No, as a matter of course, we we look at that, and I can say now that there are no regional differences at all. The differences that we are seeing stand out, if you like, are those by, as I've mentioned, by income, and relatedly by age.
You asked a second question as well. What was that?
Yeah, the second question actually was the driver behind this particular piece of work. We caught sight of the suggestion that a parliamentary subcommittee be set up to look at some of the industries that were reporting or recording huge profits. And the one that was particularly in focus in the last couple of weeks was, of course, the banking industry. That call or that suggestion was what precipitated this particular piece of research. And we obviously made the connection with the cost of living. So the second question basically asked our respondents who they thought, or what industry they thought should be the industry that should be investigated, for want of a better word, or reviewed first. One third of our respondents said that all of the industries that I've mentioned, including the insurance industry and the retail electricity and power companies, should be reviewed all at once. So just to be clear, we listed the supermarket industry, the banking industry, retail electricity and power companies, insurance industries and petrol companies, and one third, 34% of our respondents said, let's have them investigated together all at once. But aside from that, 28% of our respondents, so almost a third again, said, well, let's focus on the supermarket industry first. And the banking industry came in third at 21%. So I guess what I'm saying in a roundabout way is that there is an appetite amongst the general public for these industries to be investigated because of the levels of profitability that they've been recording.
With that second question, how did things break down in terms of age?
Well, in terms of age, it's interesting. There were a few differences which I think are notable. Younger respondents, and in our terms, those are people aged 18 to 34, were more likely to suggest that the supermarket industry should be investigated first. Now, 33% of them said that, compared to 21% of respondents who are age 55 years of age or over. So there's a bit of a difference there, isn't there? 33-21%. And I suspect that's got a lot to do with the fact that food and groceries are probably more important to that younger age group than perhaps some of the other industries. But in contrast to that, the older respondents, 55 plus, were more likely than our younger ones to suggest that the banking industry should be investigated first. So 26% of them suggested that the banking industry should be mentioned, should be investigated first, compared to just 15% of our younger respondents, 18 to 34.
What about gender differences?
There were some interesting differences by gender as well. And female respondents, compared to our male respondents, were more likely to state that all the industries that we listed should be investigated at the same time. The big difference there, 40% of females suggested that, compared to 28% of males. So that's, they're almost double. In other words, for every for every two females, only one male is suggesting that all the industries should be investigated.
Why do you think that is?
I'm not quite sure what. Yeah, I was going to say I'm not quite sure why that might be the case, but you know, perhaps they're closer to the impacts of families and households on the cost of living.
Finally, Emmanuel, where does this research go?
There's been, over the last couple of days, an indication, if you like, that the Reserve Bank's moves to engineer the current economic situation is having an effect. It'll be interesting to see whether they continue with their plan. But what we'll do is probably repeat this poll in the next 3 months to actually see whether at ground level the situation has changed for the average New Zealander. I'd be surprised if it has, given the situation that we're in at the moment. And by that I mean, you know, the impact of the recent weather events and the fact that the government clearly needs to, as it has, redirect some of the funding that it has available to deal with not only the impact of those weather events, but this cost of living crisis in general.
And that was Emmanuel Kalafatelis, the Managing Partner of Research New Zealand, and I do apologise for the quality of that line.